The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Daf Tzadik Beis. Rashi in the Parsha Pesach Sheni, which is in Parsha Bahalukha, says something very interesting, fascinating actually. Rashi brings a havamina that yochol kol ger tzorich korban Pesach. Anybody that's megayer should need it, the pasuk says over there, the pasuk talks about ger, and Rashi says from Chazal that there would be a havamina that every ger would have to bring a korban Pesach. Talmud Loimer Rashi says over there in Balo Yischol chuko achas, that korban Pesach is the same for everybody, that anybody who's a yid or a ger needs the same korban Pesach. There's no separate korban Pesach for a ger. Strange. What was the havamina that a ger should need a korban Pesach in order to become a ger? What we see over here is that there is some type of intimate connection between the idea of gerus, between leaving non-Jewishness and becoming into the fold of Klal Yisrael, and the idea of korban Pesach. The one who talks about this idea at length is Rav Meir Simcha in Meshech Chochma. Rav Meir Simcha in Meshech Chochma has Dvorim Nifloim in the parasha of Korban Pesach, and he brings that the Korban Pesach is, what we see over here in Chazal is that the Korban Pesach is an equivalent, has some type of connection with Geirus. The idea of Klal Yisrael bringing the Korban Pesach when they were ready to leave Mitzrayim was a form of Geirus. Klal Yisrael was created al yedei yitzis Mitzrayim, and the same way by gerus, there's several things that are necessary for the gerus to be chal. So it would be so is true when Klal Yisrael left. What's necessary for a ger to become a ger? We know commonly that there is kabbalas ol mitzvus, which is obviously a prerequisite, and the milo and the tvilo. As far as Pesach Mitzrayim is concerned, as far as Klal Yisrael in the original Gerus, when the Bnei Yisrael became Klal Yisrael, became the Amen Ivcher, which was by Matan Torah, there also there was Dam Mila, obviously. The whole Klal Yisrael underwent a mass Bris Mila. The Kabbalas Mitzvahs is what the Pasuk says over there, Mishchu Yedeichem Me'Avodah Zarah, that they're shechting the Keves, which was the Avodah Zarah, their total renouncing of Avodah Zarah, and their accepting the authority only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, obviously in a different form, because they're not being Mekayim Tayag, they weren't Mekabal Tayag until the Nasim Nishma before Har Sinai, which was also a type of Gerus. But as far as the Yisrael Mitzrayim is concerned, the Kabbalas Mitzvahs that they had was the renouncing of their association with Avodah Zarah. The Tvila, the Svarim want to say, is the Etzem leaving of Mitzrayim. The idea of Tvilo is the going into the water and becoming this battle. The Goy stays underneath, so to speak, or the Tomei stays underneath, and every Maisa Tvilo going into a mikvah. And what comes out is a renewed Dover HaMizchadish, is either a person becoming Torah, or instead of a Goy, what's coming out is a Yid. The Etzem going out of the Kur HaBadl, of the Erev HaSaretz of Mitzrayim, going out of Mitzrayim into a more pure environment was the coming out. That the Svarim say that's the Tvila. So we have the Dam Mila, we have the Mitzvahs Mila, we have the Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, and we have the Tvila in order to affect Yitzis Mitzrayim, in order to affect the Gerus of Yitzis Mitzrayim. But there's a different element, which we're not so familiar with because it's not Noeg Bizman Azor. Unfortunately, we don't have a basic ignition. This is a carbon. The Pasuk in Parshas Shlach tells us that there's a carbon, that every ger has to bring a carbon. Does this mean that a ger doesn't become a ger until he brings a carbon? Is there no gerus bizman hazeh? So this is a subject of dispute. The carbon that a ger brings, the opinion of the Rambam is that the carbon is only renders him, that's the last bit of gerus. He's a full ger. He's mutter likonis lekol. Him and his children, he's mechuyav in tayag mitzvahs. His children are Jewish, etc. But one thing is missing is that he's not ro'ui for kodshim. He's like a mechusa kabor. Certain types of tumas need a carbon. So too, he has to bring a carbon in order to be machshir him for kodshim, to eat kodshim, to bring kodshim, so on and so forth, to bring a carbon. the Tosfos, where the sugya is in Krisus Daftes, over there is where, by the way, where the Gemara says, Avisenu Nichnesu Lebris in Pesach Vemila. That's where we see that the Pesach Vemila was a Gerus, when they became Gerim in the act of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And over there, the Gemara talks about this carbon Gerus, and the Shittim Kubetz, the Tosfos, brings in Daftes and Vemila over there in Krisus, that he, which is, we don't pass in that way. Fortunately, we don't pass in that way, because otherwise, Gerus would be almost a non-antibus mazav, because the opinion of Tosfos is that a ger would be possible lovely lakol, he would have a din of being possible like mamish like a mamzer, until he would bring that carbon gerus. It's mamish a fundamental part of his gerus. Again, it would not prevent him from being having a full halach of a yid as far as tariag mitzvahs is concerned. Obviously, if he would touch wine, it would be yainetzach, but the last bit of kedusha Yisrael, which is being mizdabik in Klal Yisrael, that his zaroi should remain in Klal Yisrael forever, they have Kedushas Yisrael from birth, from conception, that last bit of Kedushas Yisrael is only a day to carbon. Again, obviously the Rambam is not arguing conceptually. The last bit of Kedushas Yisrael, in his opinion, is that which is nagay in order to be nichnas el amigdash, to bring kachim, to bring a carbon, to eat kachim. That last little bit to make him ois mechus kapara, that's what you need the carbon gerus for. So that's the machlokes, the Rambam and Tosfos. Says Rav Meir Simcha Meshech Chochma that when we look at our Mishnah Daf Tzadik Beis Amidal, it's a very interesting lashon. It says over there, it says in the Mishnah Bayos that oil goy, a goy who was gemalt in preparation, he's becoming a yid, he's gemalt in preparation of his gerus, is toivel vaichol pesach pischol loeres. He's toivel on erev pesach. It's machlokes b'shama and b'shilo. What his din is. If he's toivel v'oichel pischol erev, Beis Hillel was mekel. Frekter mei simcha, if we see, even according to the Rambam, who's mekel over Tosfos, over the Krisus, and he holds that the carbon of a ger, that we learn out that a ger has to bring a carbon in order to have full kedushas Yisrael, is only relevant, even according to the Rambam, legabe carbon has to bring a carbon pesach. And the Mishnah only says that he's toivel v'oichel pesach. Why isn't he a mechusak kippurim? And what happens to his carbon? Doesn't say in the Mishnah that he needs to bring another carbon called the carbon gerus on erev pesach in order to render him fit to be part of the carbon pesach. Befrat that we just added in that we've discussed over the last few dafim about a mechusak kippurim, a mechusak kapara, not being ro'ui, not being eligible for the dam pesach to be Nizrak, truly he can't be part of the carbon pesach when he's Tomei Erev Pesach. Even if he would bring the carbon right now, Lamaisi is not Roy. If he didn't bring his carbon Geris, what happened to his din of being Posel Lekachim? Says Rav Meir Simcha Shteito in the Mishnah, it's Mavur, that if he brings the carbon pesach, that itself would be enough for the carbon Ager. Meaning, the same way we see in Chazal, Rashi, that we mentioned above, that there's a havamina that every ger should have to bring a carbon pesach. What would be the havamina? The havamina would be because the entrance ticket to Klal Yisrael is carbon pesach. Every one of us brought a carbon pesach. When we were in Mitzrayim, all of us brought the carbon pesach in order to be roy to become part of Klal Yisrael. So every ger throughout the ages has to bring a carbon pesach. That would be the havamina. We pass it out that way. Rashi brings a drosha, but there would be a havamina. That havamina still rings true insofar as a ger is concerned, that if he has to bring a carbon gerus, the carbon pesach will function as a carbon gerus, and it will render him kosher lekol according to Tosfos, or and roy to eat kosher according to the Rambam, and that's why the Mishnah Be'ez and Tzadik Beis doesn't mention anything about carbon gerus, because if he brings the carbon pesach, there is no carbon gerus. It's interesting. There's an interesting horror that the Achrayim ask. It says that if he brings the carbon pesach, The Rambam says in Hilchos Korban Pesach that the goy could be mafrish pischoy kodem shenizgayu. We have our fellow here, our goy that was nizgayu on erev Pesach, and he's roy that night to eat from the Korban Pesach. The Rambam says what he did was he was mafrish pischoy kodem shenizgayu. Fregen achroinim, the achroinim ask a poshta question: if he was not a yid, how could he be mafrish a korban? If he's not roy for Korban Pesach, he's not roy for any korban. He's not Jewish. How could he make the carbon into a carbon? Does a goy have that koyach? Is that roy for that carbon? The Teretz is if that carbon is the ticket to becoming a yid, ad kama that he's doing, that he's being mafresh the carbon in order to become a yid, he's roy for that carbon. The carbon Pesach is not an independent carbon, it's the carbon of Gerus. It happened to have been the Gerus in the original taking of Bnei Yisrael, turning them into the Am HaNibchor when they left Mitzrayim. And it's true in every Ger on an individual level that he can become a Ger al Yudei, he is bringing carbon Pesach. We may simply point out something, a fascinating historical point. Every time Klal Yisrael was in need of a renewal of their bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there was a weakening of the status of the Am HaNibchor, in order to recreate the connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there had to be a Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was the means of renewal of Klal Yisrael's bond. That's the Geirus. On some level, at any stage when Klal Yisrael's bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu was weakened, was recreated by the Karban Pesach. We mentioned the Karban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim, the left Mitzrayim, that was certainly Geirus, that's when they became Klal Yisrael. After the Chet HaEgel, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam first renounced Klal Yisrael and said, Achal Oisim Koroga, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam took back Klal Yisrael, was then Moichel Salachti Kedvarecho, the second year of in the Midbar, meaning that the first year was they were still Mitzrayim, but a year later, the Karban Pesach was brought again, even though by Midbar, for the next 38 years, Klal Yisrael did not bring Karban Pesach. There are different reasons discussed by the Mefarshim why. But that second year, the reason why Ramei Simcha says they needed the Karban Pesach was because after Chet HaEgel, they needed a re-bonding, a recreation of that bris ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Am Yisrael. The 40th year, Ramei Simcha says, after the debacle, after the fiasco of the Nichshol of Baal Peor, where Klal Yisrael was Nichshol and there was a Magefa, Klal Yisrael was almost wiped out, they were saved by the Maisa Kanois of Pinchas ben Aloz ben Aaron HaKoyin. Over there also there was a weakening of the bond. Klal Yisrael had renounced their status as Am HaNibchor by being choyte with the Benois Moyov, with the Benois Midyon. And over there also there had to be a re-strengthening of that bond, besides from the fact that as they were going into Eretz Yisrael, which was the next year, the 40th year, there was a need for a Karban Pesach, because as they went there, it's all that itself was a recreation of the Am HaNibchor and Eretz Yisrael. So they need that Karban Pesach, and that's why that Karban Pesach is stressed in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. It's the Haftarah that we read on the first day of Pesach. We read the Haftarah of the special Pesach, which Agav went together with Milo, because it was the same idea. And over there also after Baal Peor, there was a weakening of Kedushas Yisrael, so they need the strengthening of Milo, Kedushas Yisrael, together with the strengthening of the bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's the Karban Pesach. In the times later on, we find by Klal Yisrael, and if anybody looks in the Seder HaKrovas Karban Pesach, that's in the Magzorim from the Goyin, not the Magzorim, in the Haggadahs, to be said Erev Pesach after Chatzos, some of the Psukim that are said over there after all the Psukim of Karban Pesach from Chumash are the Karban Pesach that were brought, both when Klal Yisrael fell out and there was a tremendous upsurge of Avodah Zarah, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech wanted to eradicate Avodah Zarah, what he did was he made a major strengthening, cleansing of Klal Yisrael. He convened Klal Yisrael with a Karban Pesach. The same was true two generations later after Chizkiyahu HaMelech. There was the long Malchus, the long reign of Menashe HaRosha, and then Omen, and then Yoshiyahu, and Yoshiyahu re-strengthened Klal Yisrael and recreated the bris with HaKadosh Baruch, which staved off the Churban Bayis for a number of years. The Nebuchadnezzar only came thereafter. After Yeshua was Yoyachim, and then Tzidkiyahu, and then was the Golos. But in the period of Yeshua, they didn't go into Golos because they re-strengthened their bond with HaKadosh Baruch. Again, over there, the pasuk stresses Psukim in Melachim. It's also Psukim Divrei HaYamim, discussed twice. And that was also the re-strengthening of the bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why he did the Karban Pesach. So again, like we said, the Karban Pesach is, by definition, a Karban Geirus. If we want to tap into this a little bit more, it's possible that the Hagdara, there's an old question in the Achronim that talk about the different halachic subjects of Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmos. What was the status of the Ovois and the Shvatim? Did they have the status of Yidden? The Mishnah Lamelech in his Sefer Proshas Drachim talks about that great life. Did they have the status of Yidden? Or did they have the status of Bnei Noach? There's various sugyas that come up. There's the famous Machloikis that the Achronim say, the Proshas Drachim says, to Yosef and his brothers, and that led to Yosef censoring his brothers, saying Lashon Hara on the brothers, because he held that at Din of Yisrael, and they were over, and they held that at Din of Bnei Nerach, so on and so forth. One of the ways of bridging the gap between these two shittas, before Matan Torah, were Bnei Yisrael Yidin, or did they have a Din of Goyim, is to say that as Yechidim, they had a Din of Klal Yisrael, as a Tzibur, there was no Din, without the shame Am HaNivchar, they themselves had Kedushas Yisrael because the others had Kedushas Yisrael. But to say that as a Tzibur, it was a Tzibur of Klal Yisrael and Am HaNivchar, that didn't exist before Matan Torah. It's possible that that's really the paradox that's inherent in the Karban Pesach. We've learned that the Karban Pesach is a Karban Yochid. It's brought by Yechidim. But then again, Karban Pesach is considered a Karban Tzibur, which is why it's Doiche Tumah. Karban Tzibur is brought by Knufiyot, it's brought by Tzibur, it's Doiche Shabbos, it's Doiche Tumah, because it has a Koyach of a Koyach Tzibur. The Karban Pesach comes to create Klal Yisrael, to turn Klal Yisrael into a Tzibur. What's telling is that we find Lagabi Ager, even if a Ger went through Milo, like we said, that there's something missing in the Gerus, if he didn't have the Karban Gerus, the Halacha is what's brought in the Medrashim, the Meshkachim speaks this out, is that the Halacha of a Ger who was just Megayer, he did Milo and Tefillah of the Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, but he didn't bring his Karban. There's two places where there's where the Halacha that he does not have Legabi Kachem of a Yid, where he's Mechus HaKippur, he can't eat Kachem. But besides for that, Ritzui Tzitz, which is what we learned in the Sugis Barichus, Nayin Ches, Nayin Tes, Nafei, the Halacha of Ritzu Tzitz, at certain times where the carbon would be invalid, but the Tzitz is Meratza, that Ritzu does not exist before he brought his carbon. And also the fact that he will not bring Nesachim. If he brings the carbon, he will not bring Nesachim. Both these dinim have something to do with the Tzibur characteristic of every Yid. Every Yid, besides being a Yochid, Kishol Atzmoy, and Eved Hashem is Mechuyiv in Tayyim Mitzvahs, he's also part of the Tzibur, and he has dinim insofar as his identity as part of the Tzibur is concerned. The bringing Nesachim, which is primarily a din that we find by the Kabbonis HaTzibur, by the Etzim Parash of Nesachim, something we find in Kabbonis HaTzibur, in the Parashis of Pinchos, with every carbon comes Nesachim. The Pasuk in Parash of Shlach is Moisiv, that a Yochid will also bring Nesachim. Possible that the Geder, the definition works like this, that a Yochid brings Nesachim, because even as a Yochid, he's still part of the Tzibur. Mashiach and a Ger, if he didn't bring that Karban Geris, if he doesn't have that Karban Pesach, that joining together, that Gong Bebris with the rest of Klai, so becoming the Aman Ivkor, he does not have that Din of part of the Tzibur. He doesn't have a Din of the Tzibur. According to the Taisus, it's Nachshavet, Taisus holds that it's worth. He's not part of the Tzibur in that he can't marry a Jewish woman. He can't become by marriage part of Klal Yisrael. As a Yochid, he can be part of Klal Yisrael. He's Kedush Yisrael, he has mitzvahs, he has averus, he can learn Torah, he has tag mitzvahs, all nice, all fine and dandy. But he can't be part of the Tzibur. Even if we don't hold like the Tzibur, that he could marry a Jewish woman, but he's not part of the Tzibur Lagabe bringing going to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Avodas HaTzibur. Mikdash is not a private domain. It's all Tzibudik. It's all Avodas HaMikdash. It's all Avodas HaTzibur. He can't bring Nesachim. Nesachim is, even a Yochid, could only bring Nesachim insofar that he's part of the Rabban. The same Ritzui Tzitz is also not a private halacha. Ritzui Tzitz is a halacha in the Kabbonis HaTzibur, where there's a Ritzui, Lefnei Hashem, that din he does not have, because Legabe Kachim, he's still a Yochid, he's still a Goy. A Goy is a Yochid, and a Yid is part of the Tzibur. What's interesting, in the context of Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, is the Gemara that we had before on Daf Pei, where the Gemara talks about the fact that a Tzibur is not Nidka. The carbon of Pesach Rishon is brought as a Tzibur, even though it's brought by Yechidim. It's brought by Yechidim as part of the Tzibur. It's brought together. Tumah is Nidka. Shabbos is Nidka. That's the power of a Tzibur of Klal Yisrael. Pesach Sheni, a Tzibur cannot be Nidka to Pesach Sheni. We discussed this in a previous year. As a Tzibur, Pesach Sheni cannot be brought. Pesach Sheni is not the Gerus of Klal Yisrael. There's no Gerus in a Pesach Sheni. again, we don't find Lamashal, insofar as Rameh Simcha is concerned, the same diuk to say that a ger who brings Pesach Sheni would also not have to bring a carbon gerus. It makes sense that it should be that way, but it's possible there's a Malchum Lechalik. Why? Because the Pesach Sheni is not the carbon of the Tzibur. Pesach Sheni is the carbon of Yisidim. Well, that's the same as some of that the Tmeim that get the Pesach Sheni will present themselves as a Tzibur of people who were not able to fit into the Tzibur. There's a Tzibur of misfits. Those that were not able to... Again, if a person, Bemezid, didn't bring Pesach Rishon, he's Chayav Koros. Why? Because he's been Moitzi Atzmo Min HaKlal. Like we say in our Agoda, Hake is Shinov. Somebody's Moitzi Atzmo Min HaKlal. But the Pesach Sheni, when it's brought by people that were not able to bring a Pesach Rishon, so they band together as a Tzibur of people that missed Pesach Rishon, that's also a carbon tzibur that would also pater again. That's not foolish, and there's a machom lodin about it. So again, we have the essential idea that the carbon pesach is akin to a carbon gerus. We have that same idea of a carbon gerus, which means the final touch of the Yisrael, be it to be nichnas lekal Yisrael, to be able to marry a Jewish woman, or at least to be matir in the kachim. We explained this has to do with creating in him not only being a yochid klaiso, which is kala idea, the milo and the tvila and the kabbalah mitzvahs, the carbon pesach, the carbon gerus, or if one brought a carbon pesach is not needing a carbon gerus, the point is to make him part of the tzibur of klaiso. We explain how at every point, in order to recreate the tzibur of klaiso, the carbon pesach had to be brought as a public decoration of creating again the aman ivcha. And these are some of the fundamental ideas in Karban Pesach and Karban Gerus.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.